Flower by Post Malone and Swae Lee from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, where Miles Morales is a teenager and Spider-Man, but today we are focusing on the book Food Girls and Other Things I Can't Have, which focuses on just teen problems, not Spider-Man. I'm here with Theisen. Say hi.
Hey, guys.
Yep.
And today's episode is gonna be, the episode today is gonna be bad books and other things we can't have. It's gonna be an exciting video today. Let's get right into it.
So this book is about Andrew Zansky, a teenager in high school who is overweight and, meets a girl at his mom's, at a wedding that his mom planned, and, so he wants to impress her by telling her she's an athlete, because she'll never see him again, and so ends up going to his school, and he's not an athlete, lies to her, and she gets mad. So then he joins the football team, and things just go on from that.
Yeah, and in the middle of the book, things go south.
Yes.
So it turns out pretty bad that he joined the football team, because
he didn't get his mom and dad's permission.
Yeah, and he had an asthma attack on the field, because he has asthma, and this only happened once time before, and he almost died. And by the end of the book, he starts figuring out himself. My favorite lines or moments in the book is when he's in football practice, because they all make fun of each other. And they all laugh together.
I like that the part where when his mom didn't let him play football after he something happened playing football, he has an attack, and all his teammates and cheer squad came to his house, and told his mom how important he is to the team. And I thought that was a really heartwarming moment in the book, and I really like that. And it really shows how the friendship between everyone.
So, for me, some moments that I can do without is the moments where the characters talk, sometimes in the book they talk to each other and they use specific dialogue, high quality dialogue, maybe they use the word cliche. They recite poems from a random poet that they know, and stuff like that. And I don't think that represents teens that much.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you, because teens talk about just a lot of stuff. You should know that we're teens. And I think that a lot of teens just talk about stuff that they, enjoy, and talk with their friends about that, because obviously if your friend was something, they're gonna probably enjoy what you enjoy. What I didn't like is the Model UN stuff about how all his friends were not liking him anymore just because he joined the football club, because these people are barely in it. Model UN members are barely in it. And he just tries to fit in, to keep reminding you that Andrew was a loser. I didn't really like that.
I think for me, I think this book represents teens good, because I see how the teens would lie to their parents about something that they want to do, but the parents won't approve of. And then, the part with, the relationships between, maybe Old Douglas and April and Andrew. They're all, a triangle relationship right now.
Yeah, I definitely think that it shows popularity struggles, which can be a problem in when you're a teen. But, it's a little bit different than how we see it. It's not crazy losers and popular people. You all have your own group of people that you hang out with,
There's no specific group.
Yeah. And I also liked how he shows the big problems that teens have, while also having the conflict of the story with Andrew and everyone. So.
For me, I would say that the book was a comical and related to teenager book. It was a really funny book, and I recommend it for everybody around the world, to schools and students. And like some questions that I have is, do Nancy, a girl from this book, or Andrew ever become a couple, or do April or Andrew ever become a couple?
Because it leaves with a cliffhanger, but we won't spoil everything for you.
Yeah. Wink, wink.
If I was to talk to the author, I would have said that he did a great job representing teens and had many aspects of the book that were really good. And also, he made it clear the problems of teens. And I just thought you really represented teens well. You know, there were a lot of comedial parts in the book that I thought really represented teen humor. Anything to add, Jason?
Nah, it's just a really good book.
I agree. Okay, so I think that I would give the book a 9 out of 10, just because it was great. It was a really good book. I really liked it. It represented teens very well, but there were a couple parts that I didn't like, such as the ending.
For me, I'd say I would give it like a 9.8 out of 10, because like, they talked about mostly
that's like
everything.
A random number, man.
Nah, it's because they did really good. But the last part, they don't talk about the Model UN part, that they, because he quit football. But then we don't know, because he said he's going to go to another club. But he doesn't tell us what club he's going to go into. Because he used to be in Model UN, but he quit for football. So is he going to go back there or not? So, and I really, I should recommend this book for, like, everybody. Everybody, like likes these types of books and, like, is a teenager. This can really help you in a real-life situation or a real-life world. Because it's full of, like, teenager problems, relationships, and how to deal with them, too.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think this is a good book for all teenagers, really. Specifically the ones that, have problems that are in the book.
And that's our episode.
That's our episode of Teen Relate. Come back next week where we talk about relationships and how to deal with them. If, you know, things get a little spicy.
Yeah.
Okay, well.
See you later.
Billy signing off.
This is Teaser signing off. See you later, guys.